Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Brandon Gallegos and Beth Sumner. Beth's the director of destination development for Visit Alamosa. Good to see you, Beth. And Brandon, he's the IT director for the city of Alamosa and the city of Monte Vista through an intergovernmental agreement. But really, we brought Brandon in here today to talk about, he's kind of a guy about town. Right, Beth?
That's perfect.
Would you say Brandon's a guy about town?
Absolutely. That's a perfect description. Yeah. I was going to call him a mover and shaker, but I like yours better.
Yeah, and you see him. You see him at all the different events.
Yeah.
I know I have seen him at different events. And we want to get your perspective, Brandon, on, you're really kind of an ambassador. For, I mean, you work in the city. You work for young professionals. I mean, there's a group. You're on that board. You're on the Tumbleweed Bread Board, Tomorrow's Bread, native of Monte Vista, works. In, I mean, the guy's around.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's at all the things all the time. And I think that's kind of where I met Brandon and started interacting.
Brandon, when you hear people say, there's nothing to do in Alamosa, what do you say back?
Oh, wow. You know, so first and foremost, thank you for having me here. And yes, among all those other things, I think if there is anything that I wanted to make sure was on my business card is number one fan of Alamosa.
There you go. Yes. All right.
Me and Beth might have had a conversation about that at least once. And it loops right back into what you're saying is what do we do in Alamosa? And over the last few years, it's been a lot, you know, and being from the San Luis Valley, it's something that I'm really proud to see this engagement start to increase and these activities really start to blossom into what feels like a thriving community.
Yeah, I agree. And I get, you know, you guys at Visit Alamosa have done a great job, Beth, in bringing events downtown. We've talked about your first Friday's events and how you started that, and you facilitate other events, you help fund them through Visit Alamosa. Tell us about that piece of it first, and then we're going to talk about Brandon a bit more and all the things he does around Alamosa. But give us some sense of Visit Alamosa and how you help with events.
Sure. Well, one of my favorite things that we do that supports events is our marketing and event grant. So 10% of our marketing budget is allocated to support events through either marketing or like entertainment. And so it's a good boost for events. I don't know if you've organized events, you know, those typically have just a razor thin
right
margin. And so being able to support so many different community events, everything from like, you know, early iron to triathlons and fun runs and 5Ks, and over the past 5 years, I think over 20 events each year have been funded through this grant.
20 events, that's
yeah,
a lot.
Over 20 every year for the past few years, and I anticipate this year will be the same. So that's really exciting, and it's definitely one of the things that that I used to help with before I was the destination development director. And so going to all these events and just seeing kind of the vibrancy and just knowing that there is, because like you said, there's a lot of people who are like, there's nothing to do here. And I'm like, oh, it's literally my job to go and, you know, support all of these fun things to do. And then of course, you know, we don't organize a ton, but some of our programs kind of fall into that. Like you said, First Fridays is probably the biggest series that we have. And then just things that kind of enhance the season, like the skeleton decorating contest.
Yeah, Halloween. You guys do a great job. Halloween has become downtown Alamosa during the Halloween period because of the work you have been doing, destination development. Downtown Alamosa is really hopping on Halloween. It's become a really fun event, Brandon. You're participating in some of that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was an incredible weekend. Walking around downtown and seeing people walking around in, you know, costumes, it really, in a good way, I say this, it didn't feel like Alamosa. It felt like, a much larger community. But at the same time, it was also very uniquely Alamosa. The people that I ran into, the faces that I saw, it was all the people, from here. And it really did contribute to that idea of, like, this is going on here. This is something that is us.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, one of the things that's interesting when I think of Brandon, IT director, professional, has it going on, involved in the Young Professionals Association, which I really think is a cool group for Alamosa. I don't know how many people realize it's out there, but you hear them and see them, and they're organizing. But I think of people like you, Brandon, because you represent Alamosa today, but Alamosa in the future, and what you want to see for Alamosa, where you work, you grew up in the Valley, you're from Monta Vista. What are you seeing in terms of that evolution, that involvement that we're seeing from Visit Alamosa, from Beth's work as Director of Destination Development? What have you been seeing on the ground as you watch, participate?
Oh, yeah. It's been awesome to see what's been going on. So being from the San Luis Valley and from Monta Vista, like, as I grew up, I remember hearing the things, there's nothing to do here, we want to get out of the San Luis Valley and, go to somewhere exciting. And as that happened, I saw a lot of my friends leave the San Luis Valley. And then I saw a lot of them return. And, when they return, there's often a different perspective. It's there's, 24/7 McDonald's other places, but when they come back, they're like, but this is where my family is, and this actually is a place that I could see myself being. Participating in these events and being a part of these groups, it's been part of a very concerted effort on my end, because one of the things that I thought very early on is, if this is true, if this is a place that doesn't have things to do, then who's going to do something about that?
Yeah.
And who's going to stay here and help create a place here that is a place that we want to stay, that, the younger generations below me are going to want to stay. So, I thought, I'm going to do as much as I can to participate in these things. And I'm not the one that can put together these types of events that Beth has. I'm not the one that can, single-handedly change those things. But I've found a group of people with Beth, with the young professionals, with, other business owners and just residents in this area. And I see that we all really want the same thing. We want identity as a community. We want events that, attract us to the places downtown. We want things to do. And really, for me, it was as simple as just doing those things. And I think the timing was incredible, that at the same time as I'm moving forward with these efforts, Beth is doing the everything that she's doing. All these other businesses are starting to embrace this. There's other events that are coming up, and it just really felt like the right time and the right place. And like I said, the most that I could do is just be a fan.
Yeah.
Go out and be with people. And I think that as we start doing that, as more and more people start becoming familiar with what events are going on, they start coming out as well. And it starts creating that atmosphere of, like, this is a place that has things to do. It's block parties. It's, restaurant events. It's, all these things.
Well, I mean, even something as simple as, I always think it's so cool that we have a place, we have open mic. You can find an open mic night, kind of on a pretty regular basis in downtown. And like you, there was definitely a time where I was like, oh, do I, go move away and live in a city? And like, we're at this place. And like Deborah mentioned it on the last episode, where it just feels like we're kind of the Alamosa as a destination, as a community, is just on the verge of all this growth, but it's already happening. Like you said, it's already happening. And I think, you know, just showing up, huge game changer for like any efforts that are happening, all these events that are being organized, and having somebody show up and be really excited about it. I can't tell you what a difference that makes.
That's one of your biggest heartburns, Beth, when you're organizing events and you're saying, is anyone going to show up? And then they do, right?
And they do. And it's so great. And like with enthusiasm, when I say like showing up, but like you show up and you bring people that show up and you're excited about it. And that just, that translates, you know, that just kind of ripples through the participants in the event, the vendors, you know, that it means so much, and the restaurants that are offering these specials and putting on extra staff, and they don't know if it's going to work, but, you know, having people like you show up is such a cool thing.
You know, one of the things I appreciate about both of you, and, you know, I grew up here, Brandon, and I did what you said. I graduated from Adams State, and then I left. And I left for 35 years. I haven't been living here for 35 years. And I decided to come back all the way home. I mean, I lived in Denver. I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area. I lived in El Paso, Texas. And I said, I'm going to come all the way back home to where I started. But when I did that, I was a little concerned about the demographics, because I hadn't been here. And I didn't know what Alamosa looked like, felt like, what was happening in my hometown. And I returned, I settled back in, and to my surprise, it's a young community. I it's a young professional group, like the two of you, like Owen Woods, who produces the Valley Pod. That to me said, oh, Alamosa is still got a young community. It's still vibrant. It's still got some energy. I was so happy to see that.
Well, first and foremost, welcome back. You know, that's because of, and like I said, that's part of the equation, is the people that come back and they see, oh, this is a place that has these, you know, first buds of what will be a flower of something that is growing. And so like you, with what you're doing with this podcast, and shout out to Owen again, it's all of the individual efforts that are coming together to really form this identity of what Alamosa and the San Luis Valley in a greater sense is. So it's just an honor to be a part of it.
And, you know, when you think about downtown Alamosa, you think about Alamosa, and we've talked about this, you've seen different projects. We're going to see Hunt Avenue Cultural Avenue come here in the next year or two.
Yeah.
We're seeing a downtown hotel come in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you paid attention, Beth, but that riverfront project at Cole Park that they're working on, Brandon, and it's going to be near your... That, to me, is another game changer. But there's these steps and pieces, and if you bring it all together, you do see a community that is really moving forward in a very positive way, and I give a lot of credit to Visit Alamosa for that.
Well, and we're so fortunate, you know, at Visit Alamosa, that it's such a, you know, we serve the community. And when we say, like, the community, it's not... This is not like some specific demographic that is other from us. This is us. This is our neighbors, our kids, our friends, our family. And we get to be kind of a part of that. And tourism, my favorite part of it, is that it increases the quality of life for, you know, for our community. You know, travelers come here and they spend the money, and that's great. And then there's more live music and more money in the economy and more things to do. And like, to kind of Brandon's point, when he talks about like these fun things to do, what's good for a resident will attract a visitor.
Yeah.
So we get to focus on community first, and then let the visitors come and experience that.
Yeah, we're kind of having a love fest here with Alamosa, which is good to have, because I think we need to have more Alamosa love fest to show appreciation for where we live and all the cool things around us, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, like, I understand every community has its challenges, right? Like you can, in it's not unique to here to hear about like, oh, there's not going to be, you know, enough parking, or I don't like the new signs, or, you know, whatever it is. And we tend to, when we're in a place, and that's not a bad thing. It means you're invested in your community. You want to see change. And I think that's one of my favorite parts about my job is I get to kind of focus on the enhancement pieces and kind of affect some change around that, focus on the positives. I like to say surprise and delight, you know, things like First Fridays. Of course, we hope it attracts visitors. We hope that it enhances their stay when they're here. But really, this is very much for the community, and they're coming out and they're enjoying it. And so when a visitor comes, we hope it surprises and delights them, and they come back, and it creates a positive sentiment around Alamosa, and they had a good time here.
Well, you can't help but miss, I mean, you can't help but notice when you're coming into Alamosa and you're going down Main Street that one way and you're headed west and you see San Juan Avenue blocked off for a music festival, which happens several times during the year, right, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
But you're a traveler through and you look to the side and you're like, whoa, that town's having a good time. They're having, look at that. I mean, that's what happens when you drive through the middle of a town and you see a street blocked off and you see town residents over, and you wonder, well, that's a cool town.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm going to jump back for just a second here and kind of talk what was brought up. You know, this is a love fest for Alamosa. And I think that it's also important to acknowledge that there are things that are going on that you know, Alamosa has to tackle and has in front of them. Part of my passion for Alamosa, it does come out in the role that I play for Alamosa. In my position, I you know, see a lot of things that are going on and what's being done to address those issues. And I think that it's very important to acknowledge that it's hard. It's hard to get, you know, the festivals downtown on San Juan. It's hard to, you know, launch, you know, something as big as you know, First Fridays, and it takes a lot of effort. I just want to go back to say that, you know, if it wasn't for that hard work, if it wasn't for, you know, the planting, the soil tilling that is associated, we wouldn't have the things that we're starting to see blossom. And to go back to what you were saying, is the blossom, the fruits of those labor is going, driving downtown and seeing people walking to the restaurants and the stores and seeing, you know, these bands playing out in the streets. You know, it's that's the fruits of our labor, and you know, Beth in particular, I see those fruits come up, and it's exciting. But I just wanted to acknowledge all the effort that goes into it.
Yeah, it's really important that town residents like yourself, like Beth, like myself, like Owen, like others that live here, that we get to participate, appreciate, and enjoy all the festivals, all the things happening. And then that does bring people in. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Hey, everyone. This is Hannah Eubanks with the Valley Calendar Update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. On Wednesday, head to Narrow Gauge Book Co-op for the Indie Press Book Club at 6 p.m. Adams State University Theater presents Best Football Friends from March 5th through 8th at the Adams State Experimental Theater. Shows start at 7:30 p.m. and tickets can be purchased at the box office or by calling 719-587-8499. This week in Monta Vista is the Monta Vista Crane Festival. Head to Monte to take in the spectacle that is the migration of the Sandhill Cranes. Listen to our most recent Outdoor Citizen podcast with festival organizers Jenny Nearing and Amy Engel for more details. Saturday is the Colorado Grain Festival in Salida and the Congreso de Acequias in San Luis. Trade and Post in Del Norte features musician Antonio Lopez Saturday night. This evening is RSVP only, so head to tradeandpost.com to grab tickets. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. All you have to do is head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That's all for now. Have a great week.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking to Visit Alamosa. We're talking to Beth Sumner. We're talking to Brandon Gallegos. Brandon, Tell us a little bit more about the Young Professionals Association. Again, I hear about it. I see you. I don't know a lot about it, though.
Yes, the Young Professionals of Alamosa is a social networking group for younger professionals throughout Alamosa and throughout the San Luis Valley. The way we define young in this sense is young in our careers. So there's no age requirement or limitation. It's more about the idea of, you know, we seek to network and gather the people that are early in their careers. And, you know, such an integral part of that time in a person's life is not just, you know, meeting and talking with your peers, but also sharing obstacles and how you got over it. We share events that leadership events that we do. And we also do a lot of you know, we back a lot of other groups. So if somebody's having an event, you know, there's been multiple times, hey, let's call the Young Professionals. We know we have a built-in community of volunteers, and we've done that quite a few times.
I love that group. Beth, are you part of it?
So I'm not part of it, but I am one of those people that's like, let's make sure the Young Professionals know about this, because they will come out in force and they'll tell all their friends, and we want them there. They just bring such amazing energy.
Yeah, I love that group, Young Professionals, and what you described there. Let me ask you, what's the night scene like in Alamosa for a young person?
You know, that is a very important question, because I think especially for the college age, you know, the younger 20s, there's been some gaps that have come up over the years. And I think that it's something that is starting to expand. I see Adams State has been much more, community forward. They're connecting with the community in the downtown space in a way that, you know, also having been at Adams State, I'm excited to see, you know, that there's much more cross integration between events on campus and events downtown. So, you know, we're starting to see the hours of these events starting to extend a little bit longer past, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, we stick around and we go to, you know, the different places to gather and have fun.
And I have noted, as Beth did earlier, that you are seeing a lot more open mic nights, a lot more different types of poetry. You are seeing that downtown corridor activated in different spaces, Beth.
Well, and I will even say beyond downtown, you know, obviously Visit Alamosa represents the entire county. And like, I'm going to a comedy show at the Dune Valley Distillery tomorrow evening. Are
nice.
You going?
Are yes,
you
going
to be there?
I'm going.
That's awesome.
Too, yeah.
Of course. Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, right.
No, it's fantastic. And it's so great to see this kind of certainly there's no way I can be like, oh, that's tourism, that's visit. It's just this vibrant energy, and it seems to be contagious, and when people come out, then people do that more. So yeah, different kinds of entertainment and live music and open mics and poetry slams and just all these, just kind of some, I don't want to say something for everyone, but it is. It's neat to see kind of a diverse offering.
And I like the idea of what Brandon's saying and what he's seeing too about Adams State students getting a bit more back involved in the community. I mean, there was a period of time when Adams State students, you could feel their presence downtown, around town, and maybe that's starting to come back, Brandon.
Oh, I absolutely believe so. And I think it's... You know, two sides of the same coin. You know, one, Adams State is making those concerted efforts, but also the types of events that would attract those students are also on the increase. You know, of course, you know, live music, like, which is something that I am very passionate about. I believe that live music is the cornerstone of a thriving community. You know, also shout out the Church Project in Monta Vista.
Yeah.
Like, there's... more and more opportunities to put people in front of people that are creating art. And I think that is such an important part of the culture of the area. And to see Adams State students being a closer part of that means that our culture is expanding. We have more views and more ways to experience things.
I'm with you on live music too. That, and when you can come downtown and you see live music happening, maybe it's at the Spare Keg, maybe it's at, you know, the
it's at Milagros, it's right. The Sanctuary, it's,
right.
And that's part of it too, right. It's all these different places.
It does help.
It does, and it just creates, like I said, this energy, and that attracts more energy, and I will say, like, kind of to Brandon's touched on it a couple times, but there is this kind of collaborative energy right now across, like, with ASU and the city of Alamosa, and then, of course, you know, Visit Alamosa, and there's just, like, everybody seems to kind of be working towards very similar goals, and it's all working towards, like, good things.
Yeah, I love that. I love this. Let me ask you this, Brandon. When you think of all the different events in Alamosa over the course of the year, and I have my own favorites, 4th of July parade, by the way, is one of them. I know Young Professionals is behind that these days. What are the events you don't want to miss yourself?
Oh, man. So going back to just some numbers, you know, there's about 50 weekends, you know, in a year. And when Beth said, you know, 20 events, that's almost half of the weekends in the entire year. And then on top of that, First Friday is, you know, every month. When I think about the events, I can't really rank them as far as, you know, this one's more important than the other. But I think that the volume, finding something to do every weekend, which is not hard, is what I want to do. So every weekend there's usually something going on, and usually something that I'll want to be at.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, because he's right, you know, you have something pretty much every weekend happening in Alamosa, but I'm glad it's not every weekend, Beth, because I got to have time once in a while to go to Taos. Sometimes I have to go outside because we live in an area.
We'll allow it, I guess.
We just live in an area where there are so many other things nearby that you can get to within an hour, 2 hours that, you know, sometimes I got to leave on weekends.
Well, and to be fair, sometimes we get to, like, you know, enjoy our own backyard and right. Some of that camping and hiking that, you know, that we love talking about so much. I hear you.
Absolutely. And I'll just say, you know, these are events. Sometimes they're impromptu meetups, and, you know, just a place, a group of friends sitting at somebody's house. There's always, and I think that's still a part of what is going on and what the goals of Visit Alamosa are. You know, it's sure there's, you know, tourism is a large part of your world, but for me personally, I could live without the tourists or with the tourists. I know economically with the tourists is better.
Yeah.
But what I know is that the culture of the town is shifting to be a lot more fun. And that is what is important to me.
That's really, I'm glad you made that note. And I'm really glad to have this conversation, Beth, because it's starting to bring out through Brandon how young people are living, working these days, and how they're seeing my hometown of Alamosa. And that's, as I said, that's really important to me, that my hometown feels like it has a future, that it's not dying on the vine, as we do see a lot of small towns, rural markets struggling. I don't think Alamosa struggles to attract town residents, to have things to do. I find the town very lively. I'm very happy about that.
I'm glad to hear it. I agree. I think that we are I just keep going back to just in this growth era, and I love it, and I love being a part of it. And that's my favorite part about destination development, is it is very kind of the in-destination experience, which, again, really comes back to the community. And since we serve the community and I get to be kind of on the ground, boots on the ground about it, I dig it. I like it.
You know, Brandon, I appreciate the note you made about tourism. And yes, it is important. And that is at the heart of what Visit Alamosa does, to make sure that tourists are aware of this town and how you bring tourists in. But I think he makes a really good point. You want the town to be lively for you because you live here, you work here. That's really important to you. Build on that.
Absolutely. You know, when I'm downtown and you know, watching a band play, you know, on San Juan, and I'm surrounded with my friends and we're having a great time, you know, part of that I see new faces. I see people that are not from here. I see people that are from the Valley and just stop by, or people that are sometimes across the nation, and they see that we're having fun and they're having fun. And that I absolutely invite, because once we start to build that identity of, like, this is what we do in Alamosa. We shut down San Juan. We have these fun parties. That is what brings other people to say, hey, I want to be a part of that. And the vibe grows, man. That's what it's about, is good vibes.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We really appreciate you coming in and sharing your perspective on that. It's always good to see you, Beth.
It's always good to be here, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're just having an Alamosa Love Fest today on the Valley Pod, and it's really important to show some love to your hometown.
It is. I mean, I'm from here. I left for not quite for 35 years, but 3 years. But yeah, I do. I love this place. It's different.
Yeah, and it's good to see young people like Brandon Gallegos. Really, I really appreciate you getting involved the way you're getting involved, and I really appreciate what young professionals and what that association is doing, because you do note them. I note that they organized that July 4th parade. Yeah. We're planning to be on the July 4th parade again. We want the 4th of July parade to be the best parade out there. Oh, at yeah. least I do, Brandon, so I hope we can keep working on that.
Oh, yeah. This year's is going to be great. Next year's a very special year. It's a special year for both the United States of America and for Colorado. So we're
50.
Oh yeah, we're already starting to plan that. So keep an eye out for more there.
That's cool. Hey, we'll keep going on with the Alamosa Love Fest. In the meantime, you've been listening to the Valley Pod on our episode with Brandon Gallegos and Beth Sumner. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the Valley.